This is the Evotel Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Evotel Podcast. I'm your host, John Carricker, joined by Bradley Becker, Head of Brand at Evotel. Today we're talking about an interesting argument, I guess, that fiber is a new utility. Utility is normally water and electricity and refuse and sewage and those kind of things. Now, why is fiber a new utility? Well, we thought, let's go to the man who puts the fiber in your hood, Bradley Becker. Tell us why fiber is a new utility.
John, I think the environment that we live in at the moment, and, you know, obviously going through the pandemic over the last 2 years plus, you know, the need for connectivity and stable and reliable and affordable connectivity has become even more of a demand. And basically we want households to view fiber as a utility because it is required in your everyday life. You know, from homeschooling to doing business meetings, and then just obviously overall leisure. It's a requirement, just like your water is required in order for you to live. Electricity, same, you know, fiber has kind of been viewed in that same regard now that it's, you need it to function. Mm. So it's not necessarily a utility, in that regard, like in electricity and water, but we want people to view it in that same space. Right. So yeah, it's just the environment we live in now. The need to be connected at all times, even when you're on the go, actually. You know, I've seen people walking around with their Wi-Fi or wireless solutions, even when they're on the go. So it just shows you the need to constantly be connected to continue living and doing everything that you need to do on a daily basis is there. So, and obviously fiber is the best form of internet connectivity at the moment. So. Yeah, that's why we deem it a utility.
We've spoken about this on previous podcasts about why fiber, and we've given that answer. And if you do want to find it, go search through your podcast service provider because the details are there. You can find out. Bradley and I have had a conversation about why fiber. Bradley, I do want to bring up the point quickly that the Big Blue company, they're switching off ADSL at the moment. So it just goes to show how fiber is now the way to access the internet.
Yeah, and I mean, every day, every week, every month is a new form of technology or there's an advancement on our current technology. ADSL, obviously we know the very like large amounts of cons of having ADSL. It gets stolen, it's copper, it's expensive to maintain, all those type of things. So it was inevitable that it was going to start being kind of pushed away. And again, people are just after cheap, reliable connectivity and fiber is that answer. So, yeah, the Big Blue company did start doing that quite some years ago and they still are in that process, but there's even less ADSL clients now than there was 5-10 years ago.
You guys go into the smaller municipalities around the country. Evotel is famous for that. Fiber for everyone is what you have to say. Are those municipalities buying into this idea that fiber is now a service, a utility that should be supplied to their constituents, I guess?
No, obviously, I definitely think they are. They are starting to kind of see, the vision of all the different fiber providers and what we are trying to achieve in South Africa. A lot of the people that work at the municipalities are community members themselves. You know, they're people that use this infrastructure at home when they get home and their kids use it at school and stuff. So they are definitely, you know, starting to see, the positivity in it, which helps obviously in getting way leaves and stuff like that. But yeah, definitely there are a lot more on board now than they were a couple of years ago, but they're also a lot more educated now as well. So they also know a lot about the fiber industry. So it's not like 10 years ago where it was a new technology, no one knew about it. So the municipalities have started educating themselves. They know exactly what it is. So yeah, we've started building good relationships with the municipalities because they're more informed now of what it is and how it impacts their communities. And obviously the municipality serves the community. So yeah.
We've spoken about how Evotel supplies free fiber to schools in neighborhoods. So I guess that is helping as well because the children are realizing just how much it's helping them. They go home to mom and dad and go, look what you could be doing. Look how much you could be learning as well.
No, definitely. And as we've mentioned in the past, you know, they're the future of this country. So we've got to be able to give them the tools to be able to succeed. And the municipality knows that, right? They know that, you know, in the next 10, 15 years, some of those students are possibly going to become influential members within that municipality. So yeah, definitely the youth do influence the people above them, like their parents and stuff, but that's what we want. We want people to see the possibilities of fiber, and that then naturally also helps with the rollout of fiber because everyone's informed and aware and know how it's going to impact their life in a positive way. So yeah, it's been good so far.
We've spoken about the process to get fiber into hoods. With it becoming so overarching and everybody wanting fiber, are you finding that more and more neighborhoods are seeing what other hoods are doing and that you're getting more and more calls saying, please come to us, we want you now?
No, definitely. Like, you know, obviously we're building in a lot of the secondary cities, and these secondary cities, as an example, Valcom. You know, Valcom's got so many surrounding suburbs that don't necessarily always form part of the initial rollout. But then they see movements and they hear radio ads and they see us on TV and stuff like that. And they 100% they reach out to us because, again, the need to be connected at all times is needed. So, we've got an area called Oudendal's Rus, and I think we've been trying to get them live for a couple of weeks now, but they're going live now. But they've, you know, the community members there, as an example, have been on our case from when the rollout started, in Valcom. You know, they've been asking us, when is it coming to our part of the Free State? So yeah, we definitely get a lot more people inquiring about, you know, coverage in certain areas because they see us, you know, either building or on social media somewhere. Which is positive. We want people to reach out to us because we want to, like you said, fiber to everyone. We want to build as much as we can, and we want to connect as many people as we can at the same time.
Our next podcast, Bradley, and I want to throw forward to it now, is we're talking about, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say the price war. I don't think it's a war, but it's just how the price of fiber has come down from when you and I started doing these podcasts to where it is at the moment. So is fiber affordable? It's all very well saying it must be utility, but if it's costing hundreds of rand or many hundred or 1,000 rand a month, it stops being affordable. So how does all of that work in? And remember, we're going to go into the next podcast. So just briefly, is fiber easily accessible?
It's easily accessible. Based on coverage. Obviously, a fiber rollout is very geolocated, so it's specific to a specific area. Obviously, there's a lot of other FNOs like us. We're not the only ones. So it is readily available. It's a lot more available than it was 5-10 years ago. And it's 100% more affordable. The technology is different, makes it affordable. Obviously, over time, as the industry matures, you know, build methodology changes, different equipment, different material gets used. So that naturally brings the overall build cost down, which then naturally, you know, changes the commercials towards partners like your ISPs and stuff that then can then filter that down into end users. But, it's an ongoing process. I think it's a dynamic space. It's going to carry on evolving. It's going to carry on elevating. And naturally the people that are going to benefit from that and that should benefit from that are the consumers that are using the product. So, yeah, getting there slowly but surely, but I can tell you now the industry is going to carry on improving and carry on getting even more affordable and cheaper.
And faster as well.
And faster.
Bradley Becker, Head of Brand at Evertel, thanks very much for popping in. Our next podcast, we're going to be talking about what does it mean for the industry, the fact that the ISPs are competing with each other. A couple of newspapers have said a fiber war in South Africa. How does that affect you and I? We're going to find that out in a podcast soon. So don't forget to subscribe, please, to the Evertel podcast. Just click the like button, give us a like, and subscribe. And you can always get hold of us. Remind us, the best way to get hold of Evertel, Bradley Becker?
On all of our social media feeds, we're very vocal, which is on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you feel comfortable. And then also just our regular contact details on our website or just an email at info@evertel.co.za, and we'll definitely have a chat.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.